Good morning. Improvised and lo-fi from Amsterdam, this is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, September 17th, 2018. After the fatal shooting of a member of a criminal clan of Arab origin in Berlin, Neukölln's district mayor, Martin Hickel of the SPD, has called for closer nationwide cooperation between the authorities, stating to BZ, quote, "We need a nationwide uniform definition of clan crime." Hickel is specifically calling for these points. 1. Uniform databases for offenders. With the police, a uniform marker in databases would make sense in order to be able to identify perpetrators throughout Germany. This is the only way for police to know who they are dealing with. 2. Pursuit of the financial flows of the clans. Hickel has in mind a similar model for the German authorities as the Italian officials fight the mafia. Only in this way can the concealment of the money flows be uncovered. 3. Bundling of criminal proceedings. The district mayor of Neukölln demands that criminal proceedings be handled in a cooperative manner by the public prosecutor's office, no longer according to the letter principle of jurisdiction. And 4. Cross-state cooperation against clan crime. Closer cooperation between particularly affected federal states, such as Berlin, North Rhine-Westphalia, Lower Saxony, and Bremen, would also be desirable in order to make it more difficult for criminals. Last Thursday, more than 2,000 people, including members of other criminal clans, attended the funeral of Nidal R. Hickel remarked that, quote, "This picture is reminiscent of dark mafia movies in which criminals have created a parallel world in which the rule of law no longer applies." Nidal R. was shot and killed in the middle of the day on the street in front of his family on September 9th. The perpetrators have not yet been apprehended, and police are considering acts of revenge possible. Pussy Riot-related activist Peter Vereslov had run onto the field with three others at the final match of the World Cup in mid-July to demonstrate against police violence, among other things. These speeders were then sentenced to arrest. After being admitted to hospital on Thursday, it is suspected that Vereslov had been poisoned and that his life was in danger. After a court hearing 2 days earlier, he had barely been able to see, speak, or move. He had also lost consciousness. According to media reports, doctors found strong psychotropic drugs in his blood. Now doctors in Berlin are to continue the treatment. As the Bild newspaper reports, Vereslov landed in an ambulance plane at Berlin-Schönefeld on late Saturday evening. Now he's to be treated by specialists outside of Russia. Vereslov's partner, Nadezhda Tolokonnikova, published tweets apparently showing his arrival in Berlin. She told Bild at Schönefeld Airport that she assumed that her partner had been intentionally poisoned and that it was either about intimidation or even an assassination attempt. Pussy Riot has become known worldwide for spectacular actions against judicial corruption. Tolokonnikova was arrested in 2012 after a punk prayer in a church and sentenced to prison for hooliganism from religious hatred. She was released at the end of 2013. A punk concert in Schöneberg ended on Sunday night with a police intervention. According to authorities, the reason was noise complaints, as the volume in the youth center on Potsdamer Straße had been so high that guests of a hostel next door left the building. Around 2:45 a.m., the police arrived with 30 officers after multiple warnings. However, guests had blocked the doors, so that officials had to push themselves through, as a spokesperson said. The organizers presented the operation in a completely different light, criticizing, quote, "massive violence against young people, including beatings." The police rejected this. The youth center's Pazza and drugstore explained that in consultation with the police, the volume had been reduced and the bass and subwoofer switched off. At the time of the operation, the youth center was well attended, but the music was at, quote, room volume. The youth centers have resided on Potsdamer Straße for decades. The drugstore was opened in 1972. At the end of the year, however, the district's tenancy agreement with the owner of the property expires. Although there are proposals for alternative locations, nothing has yet been decided. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on BERradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will probably be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.